It's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. We're installing a bioswale in a garden project this week, so it seemed only fair to share how we're doing it. What's a bioswale, you ask? Well, it's basically a trench to capture water on site instead of having it run down the street, into the gutters, and into the sewer system, and out into the ocean, where it can contaminate the waterways. Bioswales cut across slopes of a hillside, along the contours of the land, so water runs down the hill into these trenches, where they can spread out and soak into the soil. In urban areas, you can create a bioswale in your parkway, that patch of land between your sidewalk and the street. And some communities are even allowing curb cutouts to divert runoff from gutters during stormy weather. There are a million ways to do a bioswale, but the basics are these. Dig a trench with sloped sides and pile the soil from the trench onto the lower side of the hill or the slope. To mimic nature best, create a bioswale that has curves to slow down the flow of water as it travels through the swale. Line the bottom of the swale with organic matter like chunky mulch or sand or gravel, or, you know, organic matter that's got a lot of big pieces to it. And then add a layer of small stones so it looks like a dry riverbed. Some people add water-thirsty plants to their bioswale to utilize heavy rains to the fullest. To find out more about bioswales, visit gardennerd.com this week only and click on the link. That's gardenerd.com. While you're there, check out our upcoming composting and fall garden planning workshops and all the other stuff that's going on for fall gardening. Happy gardening!